Salem chapter 1, Mishnah 7, Hashokel al yaday aini va al yaday shcheina va al yaday ben ira. If someone contributes the half shekel on behalf of a poor person, on behalf of his neighbor, or for a townsman, or someone who lives in his town, patur, he's exempt from giving the extra amount that we learnt about, the kalbon that we learnt about in the last Mishnah. Then he'll vim, but if he's lending them the money and they're going to pay him back, then chayev, then they do have to pay the extra amount, only if it's a gift. So if he makes an outright gift to them, the rabbis institute, he doesn't have to pay the extra amount. He's already giving a gift. Doesn't have to pay the extra amount. Ha'achin v'ha'shutafin shechavin b'kalbon. If brothers and partners must pay the kalbon, b'turin mi'masa b'hema, they are patur, they're exempt from masa b'hema. Uch'keshechavin b'masa b'hema, and if they are obligated in masa b'hema, the animal tithe, b'turin mina kalbon, then they're exempt from the kalbon. What's going on over here? That is that when brothers are heirs in an estate, so if they've already divided up the estate, the father's passed away, they receive the estate, they divide it up between them, and then they pool their resources again, and they become partners in one large estate. Then in that case, they don't have to give Masa Bahama, they don't have to give the animal tithe, because there's a requirement by animal tithe, or let's say a condition, that if the animals are owned by partners, you don't give the animal tithe. It's an interesting law by the animal tithe. Every tenth animal is not given from animals which are owned by partners. Only if you own the animal yourself do you give the animal tithe. So they're exempt from the animal tithe in that case. But they must pay the kalbon, they must pay the extra amount, because it's theirs, and they've received it, they've divided it up and pooled it again. It's owned by them, and therefore, when they're giving the shekel, if they give together one amount instead of two half shekels, they have to pay the extra kalbon amount, right? As opposed to the case where they've received their estate, but they haven't divided it up. In this case, over here, it's still considered, so to speak, the father's estate. So animal tithe, they would have to give. Why? Because it's still considered the father's estate. It's not the estate of partners. And the kalbon, the extra amount, they wouldn't have to give, because it's as if the father gave, if they give a shekel from the estate, it's as if the father gave it on their behalf. And we just learned that if someone gives it on your behalf, you don't have to give the kalbon. So what the Mishnah is pointing out is that it's reciprocal, right? If it's in this scenario of a father's estate and the brothers, you're either doing one or the other. You're either giving animal tithes, and then you don't have to give the kalbon on the half shekel, or if you are giving the kalbon on the half shekel, you know, it's a reverse. The scenarios are reverse, but you never have a scenario where you're doing both. Carries on the Mishnah, the kamahu kalbon, says the Mishnah. How much is a kalbon? So ma'a kesev, it is a silver ma'a. That was the coin that they used to use for the extra payment. It was a silver ma'a, divrei Rabbi Meir. The chachamim omrim chetzi, says the sages, it was a half a silver ma'a, not the full coin. And the halach is like the sages. So that's what it was. It was a silver coin that they had. It was 1/48 of a seller, if that interests you, but it's half a silver coin. And when they gave the kalbon, when they gave the half a shekel, so it depends who you hold, like in the last Mishnah, and they had to give a kalbon, they would give this half a silver ma'a, that is the extra amount.